Welcome to 3 Gratitudes a Day podcast. Today's question. Do you have any rituals around gratitude practice? How we can make even kids become aware of gratitudes and write gratitudes?
Kids simply copy what we do. It's very easy. But talk about them. They cannot read your mind. So my rituals are very simple. I wake up saying thank you, 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 thank you. I don't always feel thankful when I wake up, but I'm saying it enough times that my body catches up with my words, and pretty soon my brain is flooded with all the things I'm grateful for. It might be as simple as I open the tap water and the water comes out. I'm grateful. I switch on the light. I'm grateful. I'm born now, not 2,000 years back when there was no electricity. The idea is not how frivolous my gratitudes are. They're all silly and idiotic to other people. But it is a process of being grateful that switches my brain. It puts me on the right highway, which is a positive highway, happy highway. And that way, we are making sure that every day of our lives, we are happy. Because it's pointless to be unhappy unless it serves you well, which nobody has said that it serves you well. So I have that, and I write my 3 gratitudes a day that I have that. And when Chaku and I go for a walk, we start off with 3 gratitudes in the last 24 hours. So, and in our case, being mentors, we talk about gratitudes quite a few times because it's a simple tool people can use to solve many, many of their problems. And then what about rituals with the kids? Well, first of all, we taught them, wake up, say 3 gratitudes. Before you go to bed, say 3 gratitudes, go to bed, right? It's in a way a form of a prayer, right? There's being grateful is really a good form of prayer, in my opinion. And then we would have a weekly meeting with the family, and we would write our gratitudes for the week. We would do the same monthly. Annual was a big one. So we would write down all the gratitudes. And kids have books that of these, right? So once a month was a family board meeting. And in that board meeting, we would all share our gratitudes for the last month. And we would also write our goals peculiarly. We would write gratitudes for next month instead of goals for next month. So today is September 7th, October 7th. When we sit down, I'm thankful that I got this done. I'm thankful that I got... You write it in a way that it is, you're writing your future gratitudes, which means you're stating them as if it's already done. That's a pretty powerful way of writing your goals, right? So that's how we built our rituals, and we installed rituals and systems into kids' lives. They continue to do that today. It's very gratifying. Easy. They're the best way to pass on to kids this habit of being grateful. And really, that is same as saying habit of transforming your brain, habit of happiness. So it's a well-packaged. That's why I keep saying the biggest ROI thing I can teach people is to write 3 gratitudes a day. And if you want to solve specific problems, you write those 3 gratitudes about those specific things.